Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
In total, 20 victims were killed. All were adults. 18 of the victims were in the limousine, including the driver and the two pedestrians that were struck.
The driver and front seat passenger would be required to wear seatbelts, but the back seat passengers would not.
We spoke with an aunt, a woman who had four nieces aboard this limousine, and she says virtually her brother's entire family was killed.
We will not be determining the cause of the crash while we are on scene. That will come at a later date.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 in 716. A limousine loaded with revelers bound for a 30th birthday celebration blew through a stop sign at the end of a highway and slammed into a parked SUV outside a store, killing all 18 people in the limo and two pedestrians in the deadliest U.S. transportation accident in nearly a decade, the last being the Colgan Air Flight 3407 disaster here outside of Buffalo. It all happened as the limo went through the intersections of Route 30 and 30A in the small town of Schoharie outside Albany and careened into the parking lot of a popular country store.
The investigation at the scene revealed that a 2001 Ford Excursion limousine was traveling southwest on State Route 30 and failed to stop at the intersection with State Route 30A.
The emotion can be heard in the voice of First Deputy Superintendent of the New York State Police, Chris Fiore.
The limousine traveled across the intersection into a parking lot and struck a 2015 Toyota Highlander that was unoccupied and parked. Two pedestrians standing nearby were also struck and killed. In total, 20 victims were killed. All were adults. 18 of the victims were in the limousine, including the driver and the two pedestrians that were struck. At this time, the identities of the victims are not being released pending the autopsy results and notification of the family members. The state police have set up a dedicated phone line to assist the family members of the victims in the crash. We encourage them to call 1-877-672-4911 and speak with a member of the state police. I'll repeat that number. That's 1-877-672-4911. In addition to Troop G uniform and BCI members, the Troop G Collision Reconstruction Unit and Forensic Investigation Unit responded to the scene, along with Schoharie County Sheriff's Department members and members of Emergency Medical Services, numerous volunteer agencies. I would like to thank our fellow first responders for their assistance during this investigation. The National Transportation Safety Board was also notified and has launched a team to investigate the crash. The scene has been cleared at this time and the victims have been transported to Albany Medical Center where autopsies are now being conducted. The State Police investigation is continuing with interviews, evidence processing, and collision reconstruction. Governor Cuomo has directed all state agencies to provide every resource necessary to aid in the investigation and determination of what led to this tragedy.
Throughout the next few days, NTSB investigators will work on scene to thoroughly document the scene.
The National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, is on scene, Chairman Robert Sumwalt.
And to gather what we call the perishable evidence, the information that goes away with the passage of time. I expect our investigators will be here about 5 days. Since we're at the very beginning of the investigation, we really don't have any information to report on the actual investigation itself, but we will be keeping you informed through regular updates, either media briefings or through our media sources like Twitter. It's important to point out that our mission is to point out not only what happened, but why it happened, so that we can keep things like this from happening in the future. We will not be determining the cause of the crash while we are on scene. That will come at a later date. Nor will we be speculating on any cause of the crash.
Well, obviously, this is just an unimaginable tragedy, and it's happening in the small town of Schoharie. It's only a town of 3,000 people.
Reporter Marla Diamond with WCBS Radio is in Schoharie.
Gets busy around this time of year with fall leaf peepers and people going to wineries and picking apples and pumpkins. But to have a tragedy like this in this very rural area is something that is absolutely unheard of. The victims were from a town that is up the mountain a bit. They were on their way to a brewery. They're from Amsterdam, New York. They were on their way to a brewery near the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. One of the people in the limousine was celebrating her 30th birthday, and she and her husband had hired that limo to take them to the brewery so they wouldn't have to drive. But it's an awful scene here.
It has to be. You know, and for everyone to have died in that limo, I mean, it must have been going at great speed and had a big impact on crashing. Do we know anything about speed?
We don't as of yet. The National Transportation Safety Board is here. Their chairman, Robert Sumrault, is here, and he's speaking to reporters at the scene this morning. What they are trying to do is recreate the crash. The car, the limousine, was coming down a hill where the speed limit is 50 miles an hour. There's a stop sign. The limousine blew that stop sign, ran into the parking lot of the Apple Barrel Country Store, and hit a parked car and then just careened into a ditch. Now, the question is, one, how fast was that vehicle going? Was there some sort of mechanical failure? Was it driver error? And did those passengers have seatbelts on? That may have prevented all of the casualties. There's so many casualties in one vehicle. That is something that they're looking into right now. The state police superintendent who is in charge of the investigation said yesterday that in a vehicle of this type, the driver and front seat passenger would be required to wear seatbelts, but the back seat passengers would not. There is also the question of, was that limousine carrying too many passengers for its capacity? We're not sure exactly how large it was, but 17 passengers does sound like quite a lot for a limousine.
Have we gotten any indication from the NTSB? You mentioned recreating the crash, trying to find out all these different things. How long it might take for us to get some answers?
Well, they're very methodical, as you know, from the 2009 crash up in Buffalo of the Colgan aircraft that was killed 50 people. That was the last very large crash that the NTSB investigated in the United States. Usually they are able to tell rather quickly the speed of the car. If there is some sort of black box in the car, they would be able to tell what the speed is. Maybe they'd be able to tell if the gas pedal was stuck down or if the car had braked at all. But it is clear from the tire marks and the skid marks here in the dirt that the car was trying, the driver may have been trying to, you know, slow down, gain some traction before falling into that ditch. But we might get preliminary results from the investigation, but we don't expect a final report on the crash for some time.
And the two people that were killed, in addition to those in the limo, were they just standing near that parked car?
They were. They were customers at this country store, very, very popular store with people who come through here. And it was very crowded. It was a Saturday afternoon. It was 2:00. So there were people waiting outside to get into the store. It's a very small store. It sells knickknacks and quilts and, little quaint country knickknacks and things like that. People were actually waiting to get into the store. Very popular time up here. The leaves are turning. People are picking apples and pumpkins, and there was a crowd in that parking lot, and it's amazing that only two people were killed in this crash. Just absolutely an unbelievable scene.
This is a town of Schoharie is a town of about 3,000 people, and this is an incredible tragedy to have on such a small town.
More from that small town, now tragically in the spotlight, from reporter Mark Remillard, also on the ground in Schoharie.
One of the local businesses in the area near where the crash happened says they're going to start collecting donations to volunteers who helped in the first responding efforts. And we also know that we spoke with an aunt, a woman who had four nieces aboard this limousine, and she says virtually her brother's entire family was killed. And so these were, we understand, people on their way to a birthday party. At first we thought it was a wedding, but we later learned it was a birthday party. And so just about the worst thing you can imagine when you talk about how many people died, but families of people here who were killed. All the people who were killed were adults, and that's the latest we know. You know, we've gotten some information from some of the relatives or people who have come forward. We understand that one person was an employee of a local school district. And as I said, there was obviously that family in which the four nieces were killed. But the official word from police or authorities, they have not released their identities as they will go through autopsy first before they release their identities. So we understand that it's going to be a vigil tonight at 6:30 local time here. And we'll see what we get throughout the day from authorities if they provide any updates.
Are we expecting to get more information relatively soon on maybe the seatbelts, if there were any seatbelts in that limo, potentially if the brakes weren't working in that car? When will that information start to come out?
It may take some time because the NTSB has sent a team here. They're working along with the New York State Police, the Schoharie Sheriff's Department, and they said that they're taking all of those things into factor or into consideration, and that they will assign, you know, what they believe was the cause as they continue their investigation. But we might not get that information fairly soon. They were asked about, you know, were people wearing seatbelts? And according to the authorities, the front two passenger seats, so the driver and then the front passenger seat of the limousine would have seatbelts, and they would be required to wear seatbelts if you were sitting in one of those seats. But they may not have seatbelts in the back of the limo. And so that's all part of what remains to be seen, is whether or not there were seatbelts. You know, I know when I've been in the back of the limo, I don't recall seeing seatbelts. And so, I think that those are things that will remain to be seen, whether or not anyone in the back of this was wearing seatbelts, whether there were weather conditions at the time. But the understanding was this was the middle of the afternoon, which also makes it a little bit more bizarre that this kind of a thing would happen.
We'll follow the details of the investigation as it unfolds. Back tomorrow.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.